Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
I got a question, and I think we all know the answer. What's your favorite big city, be a man, besides
Boston? Well, fucking NYC.
NYC.
I fucking love NYC.
You become Mr. New York City, haven't you?
Just call me Mr. Manhattan.
Do-a-boop-a-boop-boop-bitty. Be a man in New York City.
Well, as you know, from, you know, your profession, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
There is.
You know, for everything.
Yeah. I remember when I first started, remember Mo when he went to California and the Three Stooges? Wait till I get out to Tinseltown, I'll show them how to make pictures. I said that in New York. I said, wait till I get here, I'll show them how to make fucking TV shows. That lasted about a year, and then I got shit canned.
Yeah, but you did good. You were on...
You did all right.
Yeah. And then, how many years between two or three shows you're on?
Oh, I got a 15, 20-year run down there.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's a good fucking run.
That's a healthy run.
Some people called me the fucking prince of the city. Not many, but some did.
That's nice.
Yeah, you know I think that's one of those things they just throw out to people like, oh, yeah, he's the prince of New York.
What's the movie? The guy died.
The prince of the city?
Yeah, what's the prince?
Treat Williams.
Treat Williams.
Killed on a fucking motorcycle last year by some fucking nitwit.
That was dead. He was like an up-and-coming actor all of a sudden. Then kind of petered out, right?
Yeah. Then he became like respected actor type in theater. But yeah, he was the balls for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, be a man. Since you've been hitting New York, though, I noticed there's a lot of fucking changes down there. People are talking about your trips down there. I've gotten word back from friends in New York. They've seen you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've seen you walking the streets.
I try to go incognito if I can down there.
Well, here's the strange thing about it. The last time we were together, of course, but times before this, I've had guys call me and go like this. Different guys go, I just saw your friend be a man in Little Italy. I go, oh, he's all over the place. Yeah. 10 minutes later, I go, guy calls, I just saw your friend be a man on the Upper West Side. Is this a myth? What's going on?
Best of both worlds. You got the Italian food. You got the Chinese girls right next to each other.
That's Dutch door action, be a man.
Do you straddle the two worlds?
You can't help but straddle.
Yeah.
Right?
Try.
It's fucking no choice in the straddle there. It's right there.
How do you feel about the foul, stinking gutters of New York?
Well, now we were there on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
Usually I'm there. I'm not there. I'm usually there during the week. But we were there on a Monday, and it was pretty clean. Right?
It was spiffed up. I will say that.
I don't know if the whole weekend they cleaned it up. Mm. But then I was just back there, and it's like, you know, midweek, and it was kind of stenchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like dirty and shit. So there's only so much you can do. There's millions of people walking around.
Too many people.
Yes.
So is that like fucking like kind of like the thing, like New York's like a grocery store, like fucking like it gets ripped apart on the fucking weekends and then fucking like Monday they put everything back together?
It's just dirty. You can't control it. It's impossible.
No, it's too many people.
You'd have to have a million cleaning people.
Too many people, man. So we walk those streets like that when you literally got to sidestep people because there's such a sea of humanity. I've now become, I wouldn't say paranoid, but more concerned about too many lunatics carrying God knows what, right?
Yeah.
All around me. I don't have any say in what's happening. I can't control my environment like a Navy SEAL does.
Yeah.
All you can smell is weed. Is it illegal to smoke there?
They
don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Let people smoke. I don't smoke because it makes you smile.
Yeah, I got a confession to make. After all these fucking years, be a man taught me. I snuck on the subway twice.
Yeah, we snuck on the subway.
My whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Really?
Never. With all my shenanigans and hooliganism, I never snuck on a fucking subway until I did the other day with Be a Man.
Good for you.
I know it's okay to do in New York because I see cops with fucking A-16s fucking sitting there watching people sneak in and they don't do anything. So it's like they let anyone sneak in, they hop over the fucking...
And you know they got cameras up the ass. They see everything.
So they don't care. So I seen someone walking out. I was like, open that door over there. They opened it and they let me in. Then these guys were like going to pay for tickets. I'm like, hey, get over here. And then I opened the door for them and like 20 people came running.
Fucking sick.
They're all saying, thank you, thank you.
That's what's happening.
All to say 290.
That's right. It's what's happening down in Texas. Yeah, yeah. They open the fucking door and 1,000 come pouring in.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, it sucks, like, if you don't live there and you don't have, like, the Metro card, it's like you have to get the temporary one. So, like, it sucks that you have to break out your wallet and your credit card and all your shit fucking in your in there. And
that's
that
what
fucking,
ruins it.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to deal with that, you wouldn't sneak on. But to go to that machine, press the buttons, one ride, single ride, two ride.
Yeah.
So I usually roll with two Chinese girls out there. So
they handle it?
I have one in front of me, one in back, and we all get in.
You sandwich, they get sandwiched in?
Yeah. We all get in through the turnstile.
Imagine if the cops, whatever, they're looking through the fucking camera. They go, look, come here, come here. Now that famous guy be a man, he sneaks on the subway. With all his fucking money.
It's just a thrill of it.
And that other fucking boob with him, the guy that used to be on The Sopranos.
But the subway system, is, you can get wherever you want. I mean, it's I know it's dirty and stuff. It's second to none.
It's really nuts.
Remember the fucking people we saw on the subway?
The fucking people show up. All of a sudden, there's a lady with fucking one leg on the subway. How'd she get on there? With a wheelchair. With a whole fucking speech.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, all right, looky here now. And then they make their way through the... How do they fucking do it?
Yeah. It just seems like there's never not action on a train. And fucking, like, I've never been, like, on the subway in fucking New York. I've only been there a couple of times. But, like, from what I gather, like, people I know, that it's just, like, fucking this area amplified by fucking 25.
Well, like we had the... there was, like, a Guatemalan lady with a cute little kid who was like the monkey. Right? You know? No, I'm saying in a cute way.
Yeah,
you know
how
you have a performer who has a monkey? Right. So she had the little girl was, what, 2 or 3 years old?
That's a prop, the kid.
Yeah, going up to kids, they were selling, I didn't have any ones on me. I was going to break out a 20, so I gave like a doll. She's like, $2, I'm going to get a buck. So she gave me, what, two things of, like, M&M's.
You did good.
Yeah.
You ripped off the kid? Yeah.
No, it was like,
for a buck, he got 2 packs of fucking Welch's gummies.
Yeah, I gave him you guys.
But they bring the fucking kid with them in tow. So you go, oh, look at the poor lady.
Yeah,
she's selling candy with the little kid. Kid should be in school. He's being dragged around a fucking subway.
Well, she was young. She was like 2 or 3. She was a cute little kid.
And still, I looked at that and still I didn't reach. A heart of fucking stone. Am I going to hell?
Nope.
I wanted to, but you know what I mean? I didn't have any cash on me.
What are you going to do?
Right? But be a man. I saw that we went through the so-called red light district, the old combat zone, whatever you want to call it. Did that bring back special memories when you and I used to go there in the late 80s?
Cleaned it up a little bit. We used to go to peep shows and it'd be guys waiting in line to jerk off.
I know.
It's kind of weird. Then they fucking go with the mop and clean up.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the time?
Deuce. Just watch Deuce on HBO.
This was really sad. I'm sure you remember this. Remember the time we went to that fucking peep show and the mop man was a guy you knew from fucking high school? He tried to hide his face from you in embarrassment.
I know. I didn't care. I just blew a load all over the window. He was trying to hide from me.
Be a man was so fucking jacked at that time. He looked like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger when he won his 7 fucking titles in a row. Now fucking shredded.
Now it looked like a sausage.
The guy, the mop man, he said after Be a Man left the fucking booth, he had to use 2 mops.
They're bringing a wet mop.
Yeah. You know why? Too much paste.
Too much paste. Love paste.
Fucking love that.
Saying your life turned to shit, right, you two? You think you could be a mop man at a peep show if that's all there was?
No.
Or would you say, fuck it?
I'd kill myself.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, jump in front of a train.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that did it, and he flipped out one day, and he had, like, fucking, he just, like, had enough, and fucking, he was emptying out the ashtray. It was a bucket fucking in one of the jerk-off booths. He was emptying it, and fucking a dick came through the glory hole and poked him on the side of the face. And he fucking took the ashtray and fucking smashed the dude's dick with the fucking with the thing. He got charges pressed on him.
Did you ever go to a glory hole? Be honest.
No glory hole.
I've never done it.
No.
I've never done it.
Saw Porky's. Right?
You got to be hardcore to be the fucking the guy sticking his knob through the glory hole. That's bad enough.
Yeah, but a lot of places will do it, and the girl come over and jerk you off.
But the recipient is.
I mean, I'd like to know who's on the other side. What I'm dealing with.
No, they have some of the peep shows, from what I hear. You can, there's a glory hole. You can stick your dick through there, and the broad will fucking blow you, jerk you off. The one you're looking at.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. If you know it's them.
Yeah, that's why I try to be the first guy in line at the fucking massage parlor.
Yeah,
right. Imagine like you're a glory hole worker. It's your shift. You go in there. The other girls go, "What time's your shift?" You just get on your knees in front of the hole. Fucking 8 hours, you fucking slam about 35 dicks.
Yeah.
That's your job.
You like Velcro a fucking iPad to the wall, fucking watching Netflix while you're fucking sitting there waiting to get fucking knobbed.
That's a sad existence.
Yeah, I'm not too educated on the glory hole, but I've heard about the one with, you know, they jerk you off or whatever. Stick it through.
Well, then there's like the seedy fucking glory holes that are in fucking like truck stop bathrooms where fucking dudes are getting blowies.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get there.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, imagine the balls.
Fuck that.
The balls.
You know 99% is guys doing it on the other side. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's like, you have to know that like there's a consenting person on the other side of the hole, that there's some sort of fucking like unwritten deal that's fucking going on. It takes a lot of balls to stick your fucking dick in a hole not know fucking what's happening.
What if you get a guy with a fucking knife on the other side? Wants to lop it off.
No, I don't do that.
Or if you get a fucking ashtray at a fucking jerk off booth.
I
thought you were going to say the guy grabbed the ashtray and was all coming it.
No, he fucking smashed him. It was one of those like galvanized buckets.
Jesus Christ.
Full of fucking cigarette butts.
Say you're a married guy, you stepped out, went to a glory hole, some bitter glory hole worker sliced your dick off, but you live and you get home and tell your wife. Your kids know what happened. Everybody knows what happened.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, hear about someone got his dick cut off at a glory hole. Yeah, disgruntled glory hole worker. She couldn't take it anymore.
He was ashtrayed.
He was found.
Be a man. Experience!
It's a whole scene out there.
It is, but it seems like a scene that like I'm not interested in, because it seems like life living in New York is a challenge. It seems like everything is a challenge. Just getting around, like getting fucking like even shopping, like all that shit. Car owning a car in the city.
Bro. No, you can't do it.
You can't do it. Yeah,
it's like you sit down, you go to like a Shake Shack or something like that, a McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, right? You sit at a big table, you fucking get people are on top of you all the time. Sit with people, eating with people you don't know.
No.
I hate people.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's only a matter of time before there's an incident down there again.
I just hope I'm not there and my loved ones aren't.
How about if some fucking lunatic rigs one of them Macy balloons?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think about it, you know, on the subway and stuff. I think about it because it's happened before. It's like, listen, you know.
We went into that fucking terminal. Thousands of people with knapsacks, bags.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking scrutiny whatsoever by anybody.
Yeah.
Okay? Anybody can walk in with anything at any moment and it's over.
Yeah.
That's not how I want to go down. I want to have a fucking shot.
They'll shut down the whole city.
Remember fucking Crockett at the Alamo? Yes. Swinging the rifle until he went down? You want at least that.
Yeah.
I may be going down, but you know.
Take a few with you.
The best one on that was fucking Jim Bowie. He had the two single shot pistols. He knew they were bursting through the fucking door. He was propped up on two elbows. He fucking blasted two, then got his famous Bowie knife, stabbed the third, then it was over. Yeah. But you see how he did that? Yeah, that was the balls. He knew it. He knew he was
great
done.
Movie, by the way. The newest one?
You see
the newest
Billy one? Billy Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good.
Although I like the old one with Fess Parker.
Daniel Boone.
He was both.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny about that? He was the same guy.
Yeah,
Fess
exactly.
Parker, Daniel Boone, and Davy Crockett. Same fucking three guys.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference at all between you three. You notice that? I didn't know fucking Daniel Boone was just like Davy Crockett.
Yeah. Real life.
Better publicist.
Right.
Yeah, it just seems like fucking like the cons outweigh the pros of like if you were gonna live in New York.
Yeah.
Like it just seems like it's super fucking expensive. Everything is fucking tiny and fucking compressed. You're always surrounded by people. Those are like big like comfort things for me that I wouldn't be able to fucking, you know.
Too many people. That's how I feel about it. I was Mr. New York, you know what I mean? And once I backed off for a few years, I can't quite recapture it. A lot of my friends live there. They're down there. God bless them. They're from there. For me.
They're used to it.
It's over.
Be a man. Experience!
You ever have an apartment down there?
I haven't.
It's not a bad way to go because I've had them on and off. I used to rent hotels, rent the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
But the times I've had the sublet, it was great because I left stuff there for the month or 2 months. In and out at your place for that duration. That's the way to go. I would do that, be a man.
We didn't see any rats, did we?
We didn't see any.
No, because usually I go there to see a rat.
No, we didn't see one.
Dead or alive.
That's right.
Well, like, I mean, also the rats contribute to the piss smell, but one of the main reasons is that they fucking shut down. Like, there's no bathrooms. There's nobody will let you use the bathroom.
No.
So where are people going to fucking pee and poo?
Yeah, you're right.
Are they going to fucking do it right in the fucking street?
And they're all unisex, the bathrooms there. Yeah. So it sucks. So if you're a guy, you got to wait. Usually you don't have to.
You could do it. I've always done it. They'd say no usage. For people off the street, I walked right the fuck in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they stop, you go like this. Take your pick. You let me use the bathroom, I'm going to shit in the floor right here. In front of everybody in the dining room.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
You could be an alpha or you could be a pussy.
Right.
What do you want to be?
Say, dude, I'm taking a fucking shit one way or the other. So you figure out where you want it.
Yeah. Your choice, pal.
Usually when I get out, you know, every morning I take a shit, the daily constitutional.
Do you?
Yeah, but like, so when we went out, I shit like in the middle of the day. And then when I was there last time, I shit in the middle of the day. I never do that.
Did you do it on the street?
No.
You use the toilet?
Yeah, like an animal.
Civilized.
Yeah.
Civilized human being.
But yeah, a lot of stench, a lot of people fucking getting crowded out there now because of the holidays.
Yeah,
I noticed I got back last night around 11, and just a lot of people there. A lot of you can tell a tourist because they look you in the eye.
They look to you for reassurance.
Yeah,
is this the right way?
Yeah,
it was. Okay? Am I safe here?
I did a Shake Shack. Right, you ever eat there?
No.
Yeah, so I went there and. It was a Sunday night, right? So went there, fucking me and her had a table in the end. And all of a sudden, it was like a 8-person table. Like 10 family members come over, right? So I went up to get napkins or whatever. She's sitting on the end. She's very, polite, wouldn't say anything. Someone's like sitting with their hand on my chair. So I took the chair off and I slammed it down. it was like all little kids there and everything. It was like, calm down, you fucking cunt.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh.
It was like, give us our corner anyways. We'll let you stay here because I'm being nice.
Yeah.
But just ignorant.
Bullshit. It just seems like New York is one of those places where it's totally socially acceptable to just be an absolute piece of shit and be miserable at all times.
Everybody, you go to a restaurant, everyone's on top of each other,
It's no good.
Is it legal to smoke weed out there?
Apparently.
They're walking around with unlit doobies in them.
Yeah, they don't give a shit anymore. My fucking grandfather came to Ellis Island, my grandparents.
36 cents in his pocket.
With fucking Lugats.
Yeah, your balls.
They went through the fucking processing and the ocean voyage across the fucking Atlantic. Ellis Island like a prison where you get processed.
I was
there. No welfare, no nothing. You need sponsorship to be sent off to where you're going to go.
Yep.
That's where my people came through. Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with that?
My grandfather came in like 1906 or something like that. I looked it up. I was just out there in September,
Right. We saw the names. If you go to Ellis Island, you can look them up. Yeah.
Look them up.
Fucking names.
You can do the same thing on your computer.
Yeah.
It's nice to do it. It costs $10.
I put my name there. I was caught lying. They said, wait a minute, you're too fucking young for that. Right?
But my grandfather, when he came over, he was not too tall of a guy, but a big guy, big hands like my old man. So they kept him because they thought he might have been like a gangster because he had big hands, soft hands. He wasn't a worker, so they didn't know what was up. So they kept him for a while.
The hands of a strangler.
You've been there?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was good. You felt it. You could feel it.
Definitely feel it.
Because you see the Statue of Liberty right there, and you think about how much this country has fucking changed since then, right?
Yeah.
How the treatment on quote-unquote immigrants, refugees, asylum seekers, or plain old fucking border jumpers.
I got a little bit of that, but most of what I saw was like my grandfather like 120 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
He was like right here. This is where they checked him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking felt it right in the heart.
It's like Vito Corleone, remember?
Yeah.
He went there.
Yeah.
They didn't know his name. They gave him the name Corleone from the town he came from.
Because that's where he's from.
Be a man. Experience.
To me, the best time in New York is the seedy 70s.
Yeah, mm. dude.
With Dirty, Filthy Times Square.
Yeah.
The mob at its apex.
Yeah. Right?
That's the New York I love the most.
You gotta watch Deuce. You haven't seen that yet.
I've seen Pete. I know yeah, enough about you it. Saying it.
You got
I fucking lived it.
I know. I know.
Now, was it fucking this? It was 70s into the 80s that the mob was like total apex, right?
Oh yeah.
Like that was the like 80s up until like when was like the big
well
like,
Giuliani came in and cleaned a lot up.
Yeah. Once right? the Gotti thing happened, that was the real because yeah. they took yeah. down so many of them.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
really ended it for all intents and purposes.
That's like is that almost that's like 30 years ago?
Yeah,
Jesus
I mean,
Christ!
Imagine now they have the technology. I don't. I still don't know how you police a city that big.
Yeah,
no, you really you can't. Don't. You, just know, you can't. Look at it, it's like how do you fucking police?
Well, that's why you look at these riots and gatherings, and you say, why don't they stop it? You realize they're fucking outnumbered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wish we were packing when we were out there.
You almost need to.
You know? Yeah. I would right. feel I nervous not having that.
It seems,
oh, yeah.
it seems like
or
you
something.
Do one wrong thing, man. It's just fucking on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, just like, everybody's ready to pop off at any given yeah. moment.
The blackout, all that shit that went on back
yeah.
then.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
Fucking hot
That's
as a
what
bastard.
I mean. That was the greatest yeah. era. Blackout, Son of Sam,
the mob, fucking porno, shows. Porno everywhere.
But you know that guy, Son of Sam? I don't know if you've seen any prison interviews with him. Sounds fucking more normal than us three put together.
He really does.
Who, Lenny Berkowitz? Is that his name?
Yeah.
David Berkowitz.
David, yeah.
yeah.
He was adopted. You think his parents said, I'm so sorry we adopted you.
Yeah. I'm not a big Spike Lee fan. I love his movies, though.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. He put a lot of the shit into it.
Yeah.
But
the
yes.
The guy who was in The Sopranos was in that.
Imperioli.
No, the other one.
He was in it.
The one who was Tony Soprano's boss. He died, he had cancer, season one.
Tony Lip?
Nope.
Oh, Jackie April. Michael Rispoli talks like this every movie.
Yeah.
He's good, though.
Yeah, no.
He's right? really good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. You know him?
Yeah.
Good guy?
Yeah, I can't get any roles because he gets them all. See what I mean? It's like that kind of hierarchy. I mean, he's not the only one yeah, between me and the role. Him and 20 fucking thousand other guys.
Yeah,
he's a go-to guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking Coca-Cola. I'm Shasta. So when they're going to put together, like, oh, go with the Coke, man. Put Pispoli in there. Fuck these other losers. They blackballed me, be a man. You know it.
Yeah, terrible.
You saw it firsthand.
And why? Why did they do it?
Jealousy.
Yeah.
Too handsome. My new move, too, part of the trip to New York was, a lot of people don't know this, I went to a couple of offices. I brought Be A Man in there with me. He didn't say a fucking word. He just gave dirty looks. All of a sudden, they start going, yes, sir, Mr. Fiore. Sure, Mr. Fiore.
You're hired.
Whatever you need, Mr. Fiore.
Yeah.
It was a good trip. We met my cousins out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Those guys.
Cafe Napoli.
What's up with them guys? Beautiful.
Good guys. The guy, Joey, had a big bruise on his face. I'm
yeah, we
got clubbed.
Yeah.
Guy fucking hit him. He had a rock in his hand and smashed off his face.
See what I mean about New York,
Tonzo? And then, after that, didn't faze him. He fucking got the guy in a sleeper hold until the cops got there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he shook off a rock attack to the face. He had the big black eye.
Joey Arms.
Over a fucking, road rage.
Yeah, the guy was like smashing his car into everything. And then it was cornered, so... My cousin got out.
Dude, that happens all the time. Yeah. I see videos fucking all the time, like TikToks and Instagrams.
When the man starts road rage, you give the finger, yell, that's one thing. But when you start ramming other vehicles, that's beyond road rage.
Yeah, that's next level.
Apparently, him and the girl were talking about, like, yeah, look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. He kept on doing. So then he jumped in.
If you're the guy ramming other cars, how do you think you're going to get away with it nowadays with the phones? This is passenger fucking 57 here. I'm filming a guy. He's ramming cars on the expressway. I got his license plate. We're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, so we ain't going anywhere. What the fuck?
I think they know they're going to get caught, but fucking it's just
it's that the final
New
straw.
York. Fuck it. Just fuck it. This is so fucking
That's
crazy.
The end of it.
Everything around me is crazy. I'm joining the fucking circus.
So we had a nice meal.
Great fucking meal.
Cafe
Napoli.
Beautiful
Napoli. Fucking lemon piccata. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice fucking piccata.
Good hit. I'm doing no carbs, so I got meatballs with any fucking candy and shit. At the end of the night, ruin my day.
Fucking be a man. We rolled in there. They fucking laid out the chow. Treat us like the fucking champions that we are, right?
Yeah.
Then they be a man.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to meet a few people after.
Yeah. Yeah, we made the fucking rounds. Yeah, straightened out some
other influences.
Made a couple of stops to collect a few, what do you call, people that were in the red for a long time, Tonzo. Put it this way.
Once you're fucking clear up now. Life. You're old for life. We don't forget.
Be a man's fucking squared away the books in a few instances. Everybody's paid up.
Then we went on a podcast that night.
That's right.
Well, it was going good, and then they gave me a hammer.
Did you hear about this, Tonzo?
What? No.
Be a man smashed a fucking wall with a hammer in a house about 20 times with a fucking hammer.
At first, I like, we're doing construction there. Like, you know, you want to put a hole in it? I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they thought he was going to bang like a fucking thumbtack kind of hole.
Yeah.
What did you do? So tell him.
I smashed it.
And how
then
many
I
times?
Just, then I kept like 20 times.
Full force.
I got the picture. Then I kept on smashing it, right? Like, first time I hit it, like, oh, that's good. Then I hit it good. They're like, okay,
whoa,
that's
whoa,
good.
Whoa.
Then I was like, boom, boom, boom. The fucking, fucking snake.
Fucking demoed the whole wall.
It looks like fucking Swiss cheese.
So we left, and I went back in to get my coat because I forgot it, and they're all like, there's like four people like sitting there looking at the hole, and they're fucking just sweeping up. So.
Yeah. It all happened. It was a poor decision by the host, right, to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going to happen. They thought, okay, make a little hole, whatever. Boom, like this. I had a split second from them saying that, him picking up the hammer to bashing 25 holes in a wall.
Yeah.
Fucking 30 seconds, it was over.
Friend of the show is Chris O'Connor. His place. Where he lives with, well, Shane Gillis just moved out. And Tommy Pope. Tommy Papa.
Right.
Right. Great guys.
So the man starts fucking ripping the crown moldings off the fucking ceiling.
Well, I drank too much of this.
So do you get fucking violent on the fucking on the Jamie
poo? I get violent when I drink hot stuff.
You do?
Don't you remember the wedding story?
Oh yeah.
Be a man's ready to throw down.
Be a man. Experience.
You come out of Boston, right? You get like Revere, Malden, Medford, all that, right? You get the same thing. You come out of like Manhattan, you go to like Queens, but it's like 5,000 times bigger than like the Malden area. You know, it goes on forever.
Queens is bigger than Boston.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Except
it's nuts.
Listen, we love Boston. Boston's a pimple on the ass of New York, okay, in size and scope.
As John Fiore said, it's a one-horse town.
I'll take Boston any day because we're Bostonians. I'll never give up my home city, even though it sucks too. All right? But New York City is fucking the universe, and Boston's like fucking Rhode Island. In this grand scope and scheme of size.
Yeah.
The last time I subletted a place, I saw a fucking rat in the fucking the place.
Inside the place?
In the place. I was scurried right by my fucking bed.
That's bad.
Yeah. I was fucking shattered beyond belief. Right? So I was there for like a month. It was like the first 2 days. Nice building,
put
too.
Up?
What?
You put traps
on? Everything was cleaned out. I said, what the fuck is this? So I go down in the morning, I banged on the fucking superintendent's door. You know, that shit like in the movies.
Yeah.
Guy's all sweaty with a tank top on and a booze bottle. Typical. I got out of the fucking movies.
Yeah, you have a kid.
I said, listen, fucky, just saw a fucking rodent run by my fucking apartment last night. What's the story? He goes, yeah, and I'm people complaining. When everybody's out, they want to fumigate the fucking place today. I go, good, I'll be back tonight. Make sure there's no fucking rodents around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, they're more scared of you.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, but, you know, if I'm with a Chinese girl in New York, right, and you see, like, a rat in the subway, I'll say, look at that fucking thing. So they, oh, a mouse.
They eat it.
They call it a mouse. They eat it.
Yeah, but they eat that.
An appetizer.
Do they eat that or what? Be honest.
Probably. So, they eat everything. You get a chicken, right? You ever have chicken feet?
No.
Basically, it's chicken feet. It's fucking bone and skin. They put some batter on it, right? That's what it is, bone and skin.
Bums me out.
Yeah, I don't. It's a lot of work because every fucking knuckle is like you fucking bite it, the knuckle comes off.
I don't need that.
Spitting.
Yeah, I don't need that.
There's too many selections for me to go to that.
But they eat every part of an animal. They eat everything.
That's fucked. I tell them I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. To me, fucking Chinese food is pork fried rice and a poo poo platter for four.
Yeah,
that's it.
Don't even have that in China.
I know.
Right?
General Gao.
How about some nice sub gum? My parents General used Gao to get that. Yeah. What the fuck is sub gum? I hate the word.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Sub gum?
Is it unless it's gum that tastes like a fucking Italian
it's
sub?
It's not even gum. It's sub gum.
Be a man. Experience.
Love New York.
I loved New York. Right now I'm indifferent toward it, but I made my bones in New York, as you know. My career was formulated in New York, so I have a long history there. And I had some great times there, but as the years have gone on, I've detached somewhat. Yes, it's good to go for biz like we did. Hope to go for more biz. But as far as my love affair with the Big Apple, I'm afraid it's over.
Everybody knows John. He's a legend out there. He really is. He's a legend.
The prince of the city.
A true legend. Isn't it weird how everybody knows me?
Everybody fucking knows him out there. Yeah.
I mean, more fucking people. I couldn't even believe how many people knew me.
Yeah.
But they don't know how they knew me.
What they say after they say, oh, yeah, I love your work.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I heard him go, that guy sucks. I walked away.
Never. I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.